Welcome to the Network Marketers Den, the ultimate podcast for network marketers who are looking for ideas and knowledge to grow, develop, and level up their network marketing business. I'm Janet Metzger, your host, and I can't wait to share with you what we have today. Welcome to the show. Hey, everybody, it is Janet Metzger of the Network Marketers Den. We're in the best industry that there is, but I get asked this question, man, I don't know if network marketing is really for me. Well, last week's episode, we talked a lot about why people should be in network marketing or direct selling. But then the question is network marketing for me or am I for network marketing? I guess maybe that's another reason, another question that really should be asked. I believe that it is a business that is for everybody, but not everybody's for network marketing. I mean, you know, the people that just want to sit back and do nothing and just wait for the money to roll in. Maybe you've worked with them in the past and they just want to collect a paycheck, but don't put the effort in. That's probably not for them. So I'm going to go through a few things that you can ask yourself this question if it's really for me. Now, there's a chance maybe you've never been in network marketing. Maybe you were in network marketing years ago when you were, you know, just out of high school or in college. So, of course, you know, we change over the years. So maybe the time is better for you or you're in a different place in your life from a professional standpoint. So just a few questions I'm going to take you through to see if this is for you. Ask yourself these questions. So here's number one. Am I patient? You know, when I say that, we become a society of instant results. I want to take a pill, lose 100 pounds. I want to order it in 2 seconds later. The package is on my doorstep. Okay, you do have to be patient because if you are somebody that wants or absolutely needs an instant paycheck, it's going to take you some time. Now, I'm not saying it's going to take forever and ever and ever because there's two parts of your business. There's the selling of the product, which is kind of your faster money, or there is the residual income where you're building a team. That is going to take longer. To me, that's like your 401k. But if you're somebody that says, I need $100, $200 to pay my rent this week, you probably want to go down to the local convenience store. Okay. But here's the facts. When you work a regular job, you know, you don't get paid ahead of time. They're going to hold your check for a week. So you got to keep that in mind. But if you're with the right company, there are companies such as the one that I'm with that actually pay each and every single week. So it's out there for you, but if you need it right away or you want it right away or you want to be an instant millionaire, go play the lottery. Okay. So really important that you've got to ask yourself, am I patient enough? The other question you need to ask yourself, and I know what you might be thinking is, am I willing to put in 6 to 10 hours a week building my business? You might be thinking, I'm so busy, I don't have time to do it. Well, here's the facts. You are going to probably have to miss some things or rearrange your schedule. So if you're willing to make a little bit of a sacrifice, I mean, when you have to go to work, you have to go to work. Think about it that way. But more on that of how you can do it. You can build your business in 6 to 10 hours a week when you do it the right way and you do it alongside. But you got to be willing to have maybe a little bit of a sacrifice. Maybe you're going to miss watching Netflix for 2 hours every night. Okay, that's the great part about Netflix is that if you want to watch it in the middle of the night, you can, you know. So that's okay. But you are going to have to adjust the things that you do. So you've got to ask, am I willing? The other question you have to ask is, am I willing? Maybe am I able to make a small investment? You know, there's a tendency in network marketing to people that we go to people that will say, oh, I know you need money. I know you need a job. So you should start your own business. Yeah, that's okay. But do they have the money to invest? Too often, what'll happen is somebody will bring somebody on. They'll get the smallest starter kit that they can. And then we say, okay, you need to order samples. No, I can't afford samples. Or no, I don't want to make an investment. No, I don't have the money to order business cards. No, this, no, that. Okay. If no, I can't pay my website fee every month. Okay. So if they are not willing and or able to make an investment, then they're probably not right. Maybe you're not right for network marketing. Okay. Oftentimes, I mean, it's e-commerce. It's a beautiful way of doing business. There are going to be monthly fees for your website. Trust me, it's a heck of a lot less than if you were building your own website and, you know, they do all the maintenance, et cetera. But you have to realize that might happen. Now, one of the reasons why the company I'm working alongside, I love it that there is no website fee. So you've got to know that there are going to be some expenses. The other question you have to ask yourself is, am I self-motivated? Okay. Am I the person that if I don't have to be to work, I'm not going to do anything? No, you don't have the boss calling you to say, hey, you're late. You've got to be self-motivated. You'll hear it all the time. You're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Yeah, that's true when you have the right person alongside you, when you're with the right company. But at the end of the day, the only person you have to answer to is yourself. Okay, so you've got to be willing to do it. Now, having an accountability partner, having the right upline, that type of thing is important. But you still have to be willing and able to do it. Your upline cannot want it more for you than you want for yourself. Getting to your why is really the key there. And you know, that comes. That your upline, a coach, anybody can help you with that. But you still have to be self-motivated. You also have to be willing. Am I willing? And now you're able, but am I willing to follow a proven process? We've all heard this about network marketing. It's about duplication. Well, duplication is really, really important. I'm a huge believer in it. I'm not saying you got to be a clone of somebody, but you want to follow the process. Follow the process. The military has a process. That is why we are as safe as we are in today's world, having that military. But, you know, they come in as 18, 19-year-old kids. They've got to have a process to follow. The processes that your company puts out are proven. Okay. So you've got to ask yourself, am I willing to follow it? Am I coachable? I'm not saying you got to be the clone, but you do have to be coachable. If you're somebody that wants to do it my way or the highway, it's probably not the best route for you to go. What I love about network marketing is that you can be yourself within the system. And I think that's really, really important. It's important to be yourself because people buy from people. People join people. They don't necessarily join companies, right? The other thing you have to ask yourself, am I open to expanding my comfort zone? Now, there's a little play on words because people will say, well, you got to get out of your comfort zone. I go, no, just make the comfort zone bigger. Here's a perfect example. You have to be willing. I'm not saying maybe you know it now, but you have to be willing to talk to people. When somebody says, oh, you can do your business 100% online, run for the hills, you still have to talk to people. You have to get out of your comfort zone and you have to be willing to maybe attend events and trainings. Okay, everybody's been new at one point in time. But when you're with the right upline, with the right company, people are going to be alongside you. But you've got to be willing to expand. If you say, I'm shy and I'm not going to talk to anybody, I want to do my business 100% online, it's probably not going to be successful for you because you will still have to have conversations of some sort. Another thing you have to ask yourself, am I driven? Am I motivated? Do I have a goal in mind? Why am I really doing this? Is it that I want to pay for my family's trip to Disney, and that's what we're working on, and I'm going to keep that in front of me? Am I really, really motivated? Or am I doing this just because I should, because I need the extra money? If that's the reason, once again, it's probably not for you. And that's okay. You know, support the industry. Support your friends. Support your family. My goodness, they are small business owners. Be their customer. If somebody has a problem that they solve, support them. Make a referral. Okay? And maybe now's not the time. Maybe the time is later. But don't close the door on it. And when you are, as a network marketer, as you're talking to other people, be respectful of when they say no and ask them why they say no. Okay? But if they've got these traits, if you're thinking of who do I know that has these traits, man, they should go on that list. They should go on the list of who you want to touch base with and who you want to share with. Okay? And quite honestly, if somebody says to you, oh, anybody can do this business, it's true they can if they're willing to. But if they say that this sells itself, the opportunity sells itself, the products sell themselves, I'm telling you, you got to run for the hills because there is no such thing. If that was the case, why would network marketing businesses be in business? They sure as heck wouldn't need the distributor, the ambassador, the representative. They wouldn't need them. Okay. I mean, yeah, there's Amazon. They can do it, but you know what? There's still somebody behind that product. So when it sells itself, of course, you know, you got to have a good product, but it doesn't sell itself. You're the catalyst. You're the thing in between. So, but if somebody says that to you, oh, it's so easy. It's so easy. It is simple. It's not always easy. Okay. But overall, if this sounds like, you know what? Yeah, that's me. That's kind of my DNA. You're the right person. Maybe you know somebody, but think of that DNA. Do your research. Do your research on the company. Do your research on the upline. That's what's going to help you. But check it out. Do your research. Don't be afraid. You don't have to jump in. I know there's a lot. Oh, you got to sign up today or whatever. You know what? Do your research, because you do your research if you were going to work for a company. You know what? You want to make sure you're with the right company, that you're with the right upline. I think it's really, really important. So I'm a huge believer in that. If you want more information about the company that I work alongside and what I do free coaching and training for people, certainly reach out to me, but stand in front of the mirror and ask yourself those questions. And if you can answer yes to most of them, you should be a network marketer. This is Janet Metzger of the Network Marketers Den. I'll see you in next week's episode. Take care, everyone, and here's to your success.
Thanks for listening. This podcast was designed to help you, the network marketer. If you have a specific topic or struggle that you would like me to cover, please send me a message. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with others. Tag me, Janet Metzger, on social media or leave a rating and review. For more tips and tricks, join my Facebook community at the Network Marketers Den. Thanks again for listening.